This is Canada's Pipeline Dialogue, a partnership between Alberta Venture and BC Business, two of Canada's leading business magazines. Canada's Pipeline Dialogue is a thoughtful and thorough look at what has become in recent years a matter of national importance. Pipelines. Looking at all angles and leaving no stone unturned, reporters and photographers from Alberta Venture and BC Business Magazine set out to tell the stories behind the headlines in an effort to help balance the discussion and lead us forward. The following are comments taken from an interview with Natalie Wooten First Nation Chief Martin Louis.
No matter how big or how small, even if you look at the community itself and how I try to do what I can for people that hate my guts and the people that likes me and people that just don't care and just about life itself. Just live every day to just survive in it. If somebody don't get up and try to do something about it, just going to make sure that somebody is going to be safe. Because we're, like I said the other day, we're going to destroy this earth pretty soon. Because of how everybody think nowadays about money this, money that. That's the only thing that's going to get attention to us in this whole wide world is that we have to be part of the money makers world and figure out how to help them figure out how to fix the whole thing. Without money right now, we're just thrown on the side to them. That's all we are. So my idea is to, within the short term as we can, because of our opportunity right now, gain access to the economy. Because if I'm a rich man on this in BC here, who do you think the provincial government is going to listen to? The ordinary man out there, or else somebody with money in his pocket? Sure, they get elected by people, the ordinary people out there, but it's the guys with the money that guides the whole country. It's been like that forever. But we got to make sure that this world is going to be safe for everybody. That's why we're here. And this is the last place on earth that probably has more water than anybody else in the world. It's Canada.
Pick up your copy of Alberta Venture magazine today to read more on the Natalie Wooten First Nation on page 60. For more on Canada's Pipeline Dialogue, visit albertaventure.com/pipelinedialogue.